I'm so happy for you. It's one of those phrases that is sometimes said sincerely, but not always. I'm so happy for you. Are we truly happy for someone else's situation? Or do we sometimes wish that it was ours instead? Well, let's begin by making a subtle distinction between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is when I want what another person has. Envy is actually a little bit more sinister. You know, it's not that I want what they have. Maybe I don't even want it. It's rather that I hate them for having it. I become so obsessed with someone else's happiness or success to the point where I think that my happiness can only come from theirs being gone. That's envy. You know, the Bible is full of examples of envy, classic examples of envy. There is Sarah in the Old Testament, who's envious of Hagar because Hagar could conceive a child and she couldn't. There's Joseph's older brothers in the Old Testament who were envious because they weren't loved by their father in the same way that he was. Last night we had our second scrutiny with those adults preparing for baptism, and we heard the example of the man born blind who was cured of his blindness. But why could the Pharisees not be happy that he regained his sight? They would have been happier if he was still blind. And a classic example in our gospel today, why could the older son not be happy that his brother returned home to the father? He would have been happier if his brother had remained in poverty and never come home. It's no wonder, then, that envy is one of the seven capital sins. If you remember, they're called capital sins because they're like the head, the capitas, from which all other sins come. If I'm sad that someone else has a possession, I'm tempted to theft. If I'm sad that someone else has an advantage, I'm tempted to cheat. If I'm sad that someone else has a beautiful spouse, I'm tempted to adultery. It was Cain's envy of Abel in the opening pages of our history. God accepted my brother's offering and not mine. That led to the first sin of murder. That's why envy is a capital sin. And at the root of envy is a longing for love. If I'm sad about someone else's happiness, someone else's success, underlying that is a sense that they're loved in a way that I'm not loved. The remedy to this is to encounter the person who loves us unconditionally. Don't be afraid to acknowledge your sins this Lent. Don't be afraid to acknowledge your sins this Lent. Oh, Father, I tell God that I'm sorry every night before I go to bed. No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about an encounter with God in confession where we acknowledge our need for his love and he responds with an overwhelming forgiveness. Oh, I'm so happy for you. We say that phrase with varying levels of sincerity. But our Lord says that with complete genuineness. I'm so happy for you when we acknowledge our need for Him.